Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we complete the chapter on the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time when a person is sick. So we find when it comes to the Mubarak du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they're so filled of meaning, they're so filled with hope, and they're also filled with a lot of wisdom. In other words, the words that were chosen by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam was inspired to make these du'as at this time. So even that words, the content of the words, the usage of the words, completely filled with wisdom. It's not something like they're just words that are passing by. Sometimes a person see another person, morning, afternoon, evening. And you know, those are just words that have no meaning in reality. Everyone knows it's afternoon. You tell a person afternoon, morning, evening. They all know it. It doesn't make too much of a difference. But the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the time when a person is sick, and like that, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at any time was filled with wisdom. And every word that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it had some meaning to it. Never was such that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a word, he made a dua, and it had no meaning. It was just to pass time or to keep people entertained. Wa na'udhu billah, it was nothing like that. It was completely filled with beauty and filled with wisdom. Therefore, we should try and learn the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu, anna Jibreel atan Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqala ya Muhammad, ishtakaita, qala na'am, qala bismillahi, faqika min kulli shay'in yu'dhika, min sharri kulli nafsin aw 'aynin hasidin, Allahu yashfika, bismillahi, faqika, rawahu Muslim. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiyallahu anhu narrates, that Jibreel alayhi salam came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are you complaining of any illness? Are you complaining means, do you have any sickness, any illness? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such, he would never complain. His complaint was to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not to people. So although we'll translate it as, are you complaining of illness? He's not complaining. Are you mentioning any illness? Are you experiencing any illness? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, yes. So Jibreel alayhi salam said these du'as, that in the name of Allah ta'ala, in the name of Allah ta'ala, I make a du'a for you from everything that may harm you. In the name again, starting with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the focus was always in all the du'as, the focus was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's something we should never ever forget. Sometimes when a person is being treated with some medication, with some drug, then our focus always goes on how good the drug is, how strong the drug is, what's the effect of that drug. But in the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our focus must always be on Allah ta'ala. We're using the medication, but where is the focus? On Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here he started off, in the name of Allah ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi wa sallam is making du'a for who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the name of Allah ta'ala, I make a du'a, this incantation, for you from everything that may harm you. From the evil of every soul or envious eye, may Allah ta'ala cure you. Again he says, in the name of Allah, I make a du'a for you. What a beautiful thing. Starting with the name of Allah ta'ala, finishing with the name of Allah ta'ala, asking for, making du'a to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he saves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from every type of envious eye, every type of evil person that they may ever exist, evil soul that may exist, making du'a that Allah ta'ala protects Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes on to say, that may Allah ta'ala grant you shifa, in the name of Allah ta'ala, I'm making this du'a for you. One more hadith to finish off, a little bit of a long hadith, but the meaning is very beautiful, and it's something that's so easy, and many of us overlook this particular du'a when we are sick. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri wa Abi Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, annahuma شهدا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من قال لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر صدقه ربه فقال لا إله إلا الله أنا وأنا أكبر وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له قال ويقول لا إله إلا الله أنا وحدي لا شريك لي وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله له الملك وله الحمد قال لا إله إلا أنا لي الملك ولي الحمد وإذا قال لا إله إلا الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله قال لا إله إلا أنا ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بي وكان يقول من قالها في مرضه ثم مات لم تطعمه النار رواه الترمذي. Maqala hadithun hasanun. Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, they both testify that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the one who says there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. He says, the person that says, La ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. So the person that says this, that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala is the greatest. Allah Ta'ala affirms, Allah Ta'ala is confirms what this person is saying. Whoever is saying it, Allah Ta'ala confirms it. And what does Allah Ta'ala say? La ilaha illa ana wa ana akbar. Allah is confirming to say that there is none worthy of worship besides me and I am the greatest. And when the person says that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, he is the one and has no partner. Allah Ta'ala confirms this by saying that there is none worthy of worship besides me. I am the one and I have no partner. When the person says that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala, to him belongs the kingdom and to him is all praise. Allah Ta'ala confirms what this person is saying. There is none worthy of worship besides me. To me belongs the kingdom and to me belongs all praise. When he says this, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah Ta'ala. There is no power and might except with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, there is none worthy of worship besides me. There is no power and might except with me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, the one who says this when he is ill and he passes away in this condition, the fire of Jahannam will not touch him. The fire of Jahannam will not consume him. What is meant by this is this person won't even go into Jahannam at all. When he reads this dua, one time also, and then he passes away in that condition. Now we ask ourselves such a simple dua. Although it sounded long, because as we're reading the dua, we are also reading the reply Allah Ta'ala would give that person. So therefore it took a little bit long, but otherwise if you look at it, the dua itself was very short. Basically it was testification, and it's words that we all know. Even a sick person knows it also. But how often do we take our time to read this dua? Such a great benefit. And if the sick person has to read it, and if he happens to pass away in that condition, then the fire of Jahannam will not consume him. What a great guarantee a person has got. Simple. What happens is, unfortunately, when we've got a sick person, and even in the hospitals, the Muslim hospitals, you look above the patient, there's a television there that's dedicated to him. Or if the person is not watching the television, then a lot of time he's on his cell phone with this friend, that friend, watching this, watching that. But how often we take our time to read these du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is nice to do is print out these du'as, keep it there at the side of the person, and encourage him also when you got a chance, you get a chance, there's nobody here, read these du'as, the shifa that lies in these du'as. Don't only look at the machines that are around us in the drips and concentrate on these things. Concentrate on the words of the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if the person is such that he can't read it, at least we got that page there when we go to visit, we can read these du'as for that person. And like these simple du'as that he can even listen to us reading and repeat after us. Only one time a person needs to read this du'a. Such a simple du'a, but yet it has so much of meaning and so much of benefit. If that person goes, at least we know and the person knows, inshallah, we have umid and yakin that these are the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are not fabrications. The words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he passes away like this, fire of Jahannam will not consume this person, because he just happened to read in his sickness this dua one time. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.